PT Punkcast is powered by Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like you, you know, runners, cyclists, weightlifters, get lower rates on their life insurance. Go to healthiq.com/PTP for PT Punkcast to support the show and see if you qualify. We're going to have more details about Health IQ and what it can get you in the show. The first round is on Owen's Recovery Science. Owen's Recovery Science is a single source
for PTs,
OTs,
ATCs,
DCs,
and other medical professionals
seeking certification
in personalized blood flow restriction rehabilitation training. Find out more and get certified
at owensrecoveryscience.com.
Got invited out to Graham Sessions, the component of the private practice section of the APT. Really cool conference. Ran into a guy that we've had on the show before, no stranger to the PT Podcast, Kyle Ridgway. Grabbed a drink with him and just picked his brain.
The best conversations happen at happy hour.
Come on.
Welcome to ours. This is the PT Podcast.
Gotta go hard or go home.
Here's your host, physical therapist, Jimmy McKay.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. We are recording this at the Sunset Soiree at Graham Sessions 2018. If you haven't been to this conference, and it is a pretty limited conference, capped at 150 people, we were here last year. Nice enough to be invited by the guys, Steve Anderson, PT1, WebPT, throwing us an invite. And you can discuss anything you want. We're in a safe space.
Yeah, absolutely. They've created a very nice safe space.
With the idea is you can tell people what was said here, but not who said it, which means you don't have to, your honest opinion biting you in the ass. And I'm joined with Kyle Ridgway, not a stranger to the show. Kyle's been on the show before. And we were talking before we turned the mics on. A fun discussions today, I thought. A lot of cool stuff was said.
As you mentioned, I think the structure lends itself to people really, really kind of putting their thoughts out there, because they know people aren't going to quote them, and they know that it's an environment where you can be wrong, and I think that's really important. Personally, it's kind of a sidebar, but you know, I'm a big fan of transparency. Let's record things. Let's get it out to the public. But there's a lot of pressure there, and I think this, as you said, kind of jokingly, but it's true. You know, we create a safe space so people feel much more comfortable going off the cuff, not being polished, and knowing that they may make a mistake. And so I think because that we got some different point of views today, and everyone was open to that. So I think there's something to learn from the structure for sure. I was very, you know, also my first Graham session, so I was very.
Is it really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was also very intrigued by the structure itself.
Okay,
you know, taking it all in, really.
We began with a conversation earlier in the morning about social media and how sometimes it devolves.
Right.
A great quote was like, originally they thought being on Facebook or Twitter had the opportunity to make you smarter.
Absolutely.
And then after this person went around the block a few times, they said, but you have an equal and opposite opportunity to be dumber.
Yeah.
If you get on social media. So the cool thing I thought about the conversation today, which is something we were talking about earlier, was a lot of times, even if you didn't agree, necessarily go into a point agreeing with whatever the person was saying, it was a great way to hear it, because it wasn't, the person wasn't trying to out-yell you, the person wasn't trying to attack you personally, which
right.
is never a great strategy in a discussion. So it felt productive.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I can take credit for what I said. That's not breaking the rules, I don't think. Yeah, the social media thing I thought was very interesting. Because I wouldn't call myself an early adopter by any means on the social media realm, but I feel like I've seen the tides evolve over the years where, and maybe it's perspective, maybe it's cynicism, maybe it's age, who knows? But early on when I got on Twitter to this person's quote, I felt like the conversations, what I was engaging with, I would leave the medium a little smarter, better off for the interaction.
Right.
And now, whether it's the volume of information or the phenomenon of the online disinhibition effect where, people say things that they would never say
never
to your
say
face.
In public, right?
Never say to your
right.
face. And this is well documented in the psychology literature. You put someone behind a computer screen on a chat board, they will say things that they would never say to you. It's almost like being, it's like being intellectually drunk. You will be so disinhibited that you will insult and you'll go down a line of interaction you would never do in person. So I don't know if that's just magnified by numbers, but now to me, I struggle with the Twitter thing sometimes, and I struggle with how to engage with it. And I think we had a really nice conversation around that of can we do anything about that? But is social media helping us or is it harming us? Or, you know, who knows, right? Really knows, because I think the thing we saw is a lot of disagreement there, right? I mean,
yes.
Some people are like, no, this disagreement in public is good. It shows transparency. Other people saying it puts out a bad image to the public and we need to have a cohesive image and brand and so much nuance and layers, but so much disagreement and different values and viewpoints on what's going on there.
Someone actually brought up, they said, this is where science has moved forward, is with disagreement.
Right.
I don't know who that person was, but...
even if you did, you couldn't say.
I couldn't say. It's not clear cut.
It's really not. And I think that is a really good illustration for how we should interact, right? Which is, you come from a point where you want to assess a problem or a question or an issue, and you want to have a lot of different lenses on that.
Yeah.
You want to have a lot of different viewpoints. You want to have a lot of different analyses of that so that you can feel that you approach the problem or the question in as robust and a complete manner as possible. And I think this is a great illustration of that, to have totally different viewpoints back and forth. And to what you said, and this happened to me today too, where I'm like, that's a great point. I totally get that. Next person basically almost stating the opposite, right? And you go, well, wait a second, I agree with that.
Uh-oh.
Right?
What do we do now when I like both?
That's a model I think we can impart on, whether it's social media or education or clinical mentorship, to basically say, we deal with humans, right? And, you know, people always joke, and you know, it's a sidebar a little bit, of like, oh, well, it's not rocket science. Well, if you talk to an astrophysicist, what they would say is, no. What you do is way more complicated and complex than what I do. Way more uncertainty, way less mathematization of what you do. You don't have an equation for it. So we need all these lenses and levels of analysis to answer the questions. And hopefully something like this facilitates that type of conversation where we say, okay, we assess it from this point of view. What do you have to say? Oh, wow, that's a totally different perspective.
Yeah.
Because of your practice setting or knowledge base or lens that you're analyzing things from. Okay, how do we integrate that? I think that gives us the most complete assessment and possibly the best solutions, right?
Well, that's what we're looking for. We talked about this before the mics came on, too. We were talking about bias.
Right,
and even
right.
if you know that you are biased, you still can't do anything about it. We can go down. That's a complete... I feel like that's an hour-long episode.
It's deep. That's very deep.
But it's good to pay attention to, hey, you know, what are the opposing viewpoints? Otherwise, if it's just what I think or I feel or I believe, because this is a science. It's not I think, I feel, or I believe. It's we want to know what we know. We strive to make sure we can measure those things and quantify those things. And a lot of times, it's hard to do that.
You know, everything that matters, you can't measure. And everything you can measure doesn't necessarily matter.
Yeah.
People attribute that to Albert Einstein. I don't know if that's actually true, but I think it's applicable here in that, man, we are talking about complicated stuff, which means it's hard to parse out, right? It's really hard to parse out. And I think not a problem for physical therapy. It's a human problem where we like to be very binary. Yes versus no, this
right.
versus
Black
that.
Black versus white.
Black versus white, A versus B. And especially in our field, we're on a grayscale, right? We're on a grayscale for sure. And we need to accept that.
Yeah.
And we need to engage with that uncertainty, I think.
That's hard, especially, I mean, I heard that a lot, but you know, when you hear that for 3 years as a student,
yeah.
you're like, oh, shoot, everything depends? And you're like, yeah, sorry, dude. Like, I can't do anything about it, but everything does.
Classic professor answer, right?
Yeah, depends.
It depends.
Depends.
Well, what does it depend on? Everything.
And the next person that walks in the door, it'll be completely different with that person depending.
And I think that's the frustration and the beauty of it, is if you can have that perspective that everything that walks in the door is different, even if it's the same. The example being, this is my 7th total knee replacement patient this week. God, this is so boring. I do the same thing every single day on a 30-minute schedule. It's very easy to go down that death spiral. But if you take that viewpoint that you just mentioned, Jimmy, of a human with totally different variables and all these other things going on, every clinical problem, regardless of the things that are the same, there's all these idiosyncrasies that are totally different. And if we can open our perspective to that, I think is a way to combat that burnout and that frustration of like, yeah. every patient is a completely unique and new novel problem, regardless of how similar they may look.
I like that.
This is the PT Pinecast.
Want to thank our sponsors, Arias Medical Staff, and you can find out more information about how you can get a job anywhere in the U.S. doing the thing you want to do, which is this physical therapy thing, with Arias. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. And one common misconception that I want to get out of the way right away, it doesn't cost you anything. Yeah, they're not trying to get money out of you and then find you a job. They're just sitting there with a bunch of jobs, and you're sitting there wanting to go to different places and travel around and be a PT. Match made in heaven. Arias is the leader. They'll get it done for you. A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com. Paid travel and housing. Benefits, positions in all of the 50 states. A variety of different settings. Plus Con Ed money too. That's a big question in travel physical therapy. Great way to see the country, and you can do it as a new grad, a seasoned professional. A-U-R-E-U-S-Medical.com. That's Arias. These guys have supported the show from the beginning, so we want to make sure you support them. And by the way, they're going to support you by getting you a job doing some PT. All right, so I mentioned this at the top of the show. PT Pinecast is now powered by Health IQ. They're an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like you, PTs, runners, cyclists, weightlifters, swimmers, anything where you move a lot, essentially the thing that we try to get everybody that we work with to do, lower rates on their life insurance. Science. Health IQ can save their customers up to 33% because we know physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And that's science right there. That's from the Canadian Medical Association Journal, a paper from Warburton et al. In 2006. Look it up. It's science, people. Now, Health IQ uses science and data to now take that information and get you a lower rate on life insurance. See if you qualify and get your free quote today at healthiq.com/PTP or mention the promo code PTP, that's for PT Pinecast, when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Again, healthiq.com/PTP.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now.
You still in Colorado?
Yep, still living in Denver, still in Colorado, working at University of Colorado Hospital. I feel like, in a good way, I almost feel like I've signed up for a life sentence. You know, I went there for grad school, thought I was going to move back to the West Coast, and here we are, just can't get out. That's 310 days of sun a year. You just can't.
Stop.
You can't unsign up for that.
All right, so we ask everybody three questions on the show now. We got
a new
segment from our friends at Arias Medical Staffing. They'll get you a PT short-term assignment anywhere in the country. Where do you want to do PT? They got you, AURUSmedical.com. So three questions. Number one, if you had to leave Colorado for a 13-week assignment, you get to go back in the end.
Sure, sure.
Where would you want to go and test it out? Just hang.
Oh, man. Is this within the United States or anywhere?
Anywhere in the 50, because they do
Alaska. Anywhere in the 50.
They could do Alaska and Hawaii as well.
I think I would go to Alaska.
Why do you not? I mean, it's awesome up there.
Hopefully not during the time when it's dark for 97 hours a day.
That's a lot of hours in a day.
I know.
Second question, what's something that you've read that really inspired you?
Because I work in an intensive care unit, there, you know, we have a lot of patients who die. I recently read a really fantastic book that I think the ethos of it, the messages from it apply to everyone in healthcare. It's called Being Mortal by Atul Gawande. And really what it is accepting that, you know, everyone kind of suffers and there's a lot of bad stuff that happens in our lives and we all have to kind of face death. But
right.
The thing he explores that I think PTs will really like is there's a lot of stuff that happens in the healthcare system that's not really focused on what patients would ideally want. So for example, you know, if you work in an acute care hospital, you know, you're very familiar with making the safest discharge recommendation, right? This patient's not looking the best. They've lost a lot of function. They don't have the ideal social support at home. You know, they should really go to a subacute rehab for a little bit.
Gotcha.
Oddly, patients rate things kind of the opposite that we would. They don't care as much about safety as they do quality and meaning. So, for example, if you poll patients and say, you know, rate these things, going to a nursing home, not being able to feed yourself, yada, yada, yada. Well, they rate going to a nursing home after a hospitalization as worse than death.
Really?
So they will accept the risk of a bad outcome to get the quality or the setting or the value that they want by going home. And that really kind of changed my mindset for how to interact with people and ask them, okay, what do you want ideally? What's my assessment? But how do we coalesce on this to make a shared decision that's going to be best for you And if you're going to take on the risk, you understand it. Right. And if you really do want to go home, how do we make that happen? So okay. That was really interesting.
Yeah, that's cool. Third question on three questions. Who's somebody in the field of physical therapy that the audience should know more about?
Great question. I am going to give a shout out to my friend, colleague, and mentor, Daniel J. Malone, Dan Malone. Dan is the president of the cardiovascular and pulmonary section of the APTA. Worked in Pennsylvania for a long time. Worked in acute care. Worked in an intensive care unit. Did a lot of stuff with lung transplants. Wrote a textbook on acute care PT. Has a PhD in benchside physiology. Just sharp as a tack, but humble as can be. Just a guy that I've learned a lot from that I feel like anyone can learn a lot from. He's on Twitter now. I think his first tweet was to me disagreeing with
nice.
Something. Classic.
Good.
But yeah, great dude. Would love to give him a shout out, and people should connect with him for sure.
That's cool. All right, you're off the hot seat. Three questions from Arias Medical Staffing.
Cool.
What's coming down the line? What's since we're recording this in early 2018?
Absolutely.
What do you think is going to change? Because that's what we do here at Graham Sessions. We look forward. What's coming down the line? What's something you see changing in any facet of either healthcare or PT? Doesn't matter.
Right, right. Well, I mean, I think there's a couple of things that I would anticipate may happen. The first is bundle payment is a thing everyone's talking about, and I think
yes.
we're going to see a lot of swings on that where we can actually provide a lot of value.
Because we call ourselves low cost, high value. That's what we like to tote ourselves
exactly.
in PT as,
but
right?
you got to get to the table early in the discussion at the front end of making that analysis, because in bundle payment, often therapy is going to be the end point of that funnel. So
right.
take a total joint, for example. The surgery happens, you're in a hospital, you
first.
Go home. The therapy is the end game piece. So you're always going to cut from the end first to save money. But if you can get in first and show value and how you're going to save money in the long run, whether it's readmissions, quicker outcomes, less complications, whatever, I think we can engage on a very interesting scale there. And then I think we are going to see that pay for performance is not everything that it's made out to be. I don't know the literature deeply, so someone please call me out on social media if I'm grossly inaccurate. But what I've seen from the physician literature and the hospital literature is hospitals and physicians who have participated in pay for performance and had the right incentives, mortality and the big, big outcomes weren't all that much different. So we might see, I think, maybe a different assessment of how we do pay for performance or assessing that incentive payment model for getting better outcomes. That would be the two big, big high level things I think we should keep an eye on.
Every episode we let you do a parting shot. So parting
yes.
shot of wisdom.
This is the parting shot.
Powered by Optum.
Optum Manual Therapy offers a certification in orthopedic manual therapy and a manual therapy fellowship program.
Now with locations in Dallas,
San Antonio,
Houston,
Scottsdale,
and St. Louis.
If you want to be a certified orthopedic manual therapist or complete a fellowship in manual therapy,
visit them at optumfellowship.com.
What is the audience need to pay attention to more?
The audience, and I'm going to debate this tomorrow about reading research, but what I'm going to say is if I'm a physical therapist or a physical therapy student, I would say read more outside the field than inside the field. Whether that's psychology, whether that's physiology, statistics, philosophy, I don't care. And I used to have this old 3P saying, is that physical therapy is triangulated between physics, physiology, and psychology. So if you can look outward to these other fields to gain a deeper understanding about what we do, you may potentially be better served than just reading all the RCTs and journals that live within our field.
Okay, I like that very much. Kyle Ridgway, give them your socials. Where can they find you online?
I'm on Twitter. Sometimes in a roller coaster fashion at Dr._Ridge_DPT. That may be changing soon because it's hard to say and it's hard to type. You can also find me on Facebook, Kyle Ridgway. I also blog sometimes at ptthinktank.com. Also sporadic. Maybe this will motivate me
to get
back on the riding horse. So thank you for that.
Great. I appreciate it, Kyle.
Anytime.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Rocktape, more than just a tape company. Rocktape keeps athletes of all levels moving stronger, longer.
With the world's best kinesiology tape,
topical pain relief,
mobility equipment,
and protective gear.
And now physical therapists can get 20% off their first purchase right now at shop.rocktape.com.
Just use the code PTPINECAST at checkout to get 20% off.
That's shop.rocktape.com.
With the code PTPINECAST for killer savings of 20% off.
Rocktape, the world's best kinesiology tape.
Our home on the internet.
PTPINECAST.com.
Created by BuildPT. BuildPT provides marketing services specifically for private practice PTs.
From website development and hosting
to providing content marketing solutions
for PT clinics across the country.
See what BuildPT can do for you today
at BuildPT.com.